it does mention God many times. You just don't recognize the name. You know who God is in this story? The one whose decrees can never be revoked. The ones whose messages can never be brought back. It's the king. Ahasuerus. He is God in this story. His name, Ahasuerus, it is an acronym for the Hebrew phrase, the one who is, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. Who is that? God. It's our God. The one who was, who is, and is to come. That's Ahasuerus. You thought about that? It's important. So, can any of God's decrees ever be revoked? No, they can't be. You always ask your question, how difficult would it have been for the king to tell Esther and tell Mordecai, okay, a void, send a void notice out. He can't do that. God does not change his mind. He doesn't say, oops, I didn't mean to do that. I was convinced against my will. It was a decree to be sent forth. And so the only solution when you are decreed by God to be punished is you pray to him and say, help me through it. I can't tell you, God, that you're wrong because you're not. I can't tell you, remove the punishment because you're wrong because you're not wrong. But I can say, God, help me walk through it. Help me endure it. Yes, I will go through this, but help me. And that's exactly what the king does. It repeats many times, the message for the decree of the king cannot be revoked. But he can help you. And that's exactly what happened to Esther and Mordecai and all the Yehudim. He could not say, all right, everybody, forget my previous decree. Instead, he said, all right, all the Jewish people who are still alive, who are still around, you are allowed to defend yourself. Arm yourself. Be prepared. So is God in the book of Esther? He's all over it. Esther, of course, is her name. She herself is a character as well. I won't discuss all the details about her because I don't want to spend too much time on it. But she was originally given the name of Hadassah. Yes. Hadassah is the name of, it's Myrtle. It's Myrtle, the plant, the tree, the bush. You create myrtles all over the place here in Sonoma County. Myrtle throughout your Bible is usually associated to prayer and fasting. That's its function. That's its symbolic nature. And what did she do? Well, she commanded, obviously, all the people of the Jews who were throughout the Persian Empire, from India to Ethiopia, to fast for 3 days. No food, no water. That's a long fast. And we all do fast for Yom Kippur, which lasts 24 hours. Yeah. Try 72 hours. That's a long time. But what did it accomplish? What was her purpose? What was her function? To go on behalf of somebody else to save them. Would she, being queen, would she have been killed by Haman? Highly unlikely. She herself, in the story, there's very slim chance that the king would watch Esther be killed. So she, technically, had nothing to fear for her own body, meaning from Haman. She went on someone else's behalf. She went on somebody else's need. Risked her life for somebody else. In this case, all of her people. Sound like anybody familiar? It should. There's only one man who did that. Mordecai is obviously symbolic of all the Jewish people throughout this story. Esther is the one who is completely protected, has nothing to fear, because she is in the king's care. And she goes before the king on their behalf to defend them, to save their lives by risking her own. Exactly what Messiah does. Exactly what he did. Exactly what his function was. The story of Esther has more than just this what I'm explaining to you today in it. There's a lot of symbolism in that. If you've noticed that Mordecai's, at the end of the book, Mordecai receives all the decorations, all the jewelry, all the ownership, all possessions that belong to Haman, the enemy. Where all the things that were evil in the world, all things that were symbolic of your destruction, are taken away from your enemies and handed over to you. Your death is transferred from death into life. That the story of Esther is very important to us, not only just for what I've explained to you, the symbolism behind it, what it meant in the past, but it's also what it means in your future. Who's supposed to do this again? What's supposed to happen again? The same thing that's happened in the past. It's your decreed destruction. And what can you do about it? Nothing. Can you stop it? Can Mordecai stop it? No. Can you say, God, I'm sorry, your book of Revelations, you're wrong? You can't do that, because I'm a good person. No, he doesn't remove decrees. Do we get to say, you know what, do it to everybody else, I'm not going to be part of it. Mordecai can say, you know, I'm going to renounce my Jewish faith. I will bow to Haman. Are we allowed to do that? No. What's your option? Prayer and fasting, and pray that God helps you through it. We all have to go through it, like it or not. That's our future. It's written back there. It's for our future. It's for our needs. It is a prophetic book. God's explaining to us within this simple story what we must do. It's a good story. It's a memorable one. To drown out the name of our enemy.